All right, boots and salutes now at 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. You can start things off on boots and salutes this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. A little comment. You should think that your son did a good job taking those paper plates and not a bad job.
Oh, absolutely. I'm giving him full marks. I'm just wondering why we're not allowed to bring food for the potluck.
Because he did such a good job with the paper plates.
Oh, there you go.
That's what you think of that.
I see where you're going with that. Yeah, okay. Good call.
Another comment is, it's cold. Maybe it's cold outside. What about Frosty the Snowman?
Oh, man, you know, the list could just go on and on and on.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Big salute to CJWW for playing that song, Baby It's Cold Outside. Thumbs up.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would like to give Justin Trudeau a big boot. You put 100,000 oil field workers back to work, you'll sell minimum 3,000 vehicles to Oshawa. Actually, you'll probably end up selling 30,000 vehicles, 10,000 to Ford, 10,000 to Chrysler, and another 10,000 to GM. And by the way, this is old math and not new math. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a boot for this fake news that we keep getting over the radio all the time. Yesterday, you were saying about an accident 10 miles west of Moose Jaw by Park Bag. Next time it came on, it was 15 kilometers. That is two different things. I'm sure the RCMP does not give one and then the other. Park Bag is a lot closer to 35 miles than it is 10 miles. I wish they would say the name of the accident and forget about the distance it is away from some big town.
Okay, thanks for the call, but I think that probably what would have occurred yesterday, and again, things fly fast and furious when there is an accident or a situation like that, and we get our information from the RCMP, and so what normally they will do is, what's the big goal? Keep people away from the accident scene, correct? So they try to give motorists an indication of where that is, and sometimes, again, in the spur of the moment, the heat of the moment, and trying to do the right thing to help people, the numbers become crossed a little bit. So I'm assuming that's likely what happened there. And yes, we do get different releases from the RCMP, and we report what they report. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning, David. Earlier in your show, you were talking about on this date in such and such a year.
Yes.
What day was the first screw, you said?
The screw was patented on this day in 1784.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, sir. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. Great big boot. I'm not a boot, a big salute. Way out on the west end of Diefenbaker Drive, there's a little pond. It's in the Kennison area. There's a little pond there, and I saw a guy cleaning the snow off to make a little rink there, and his boy was standing there with a skates and a stick and a puck, and I thought, good for him. That's what we got to see, a lot more of that. The father was clearing the ice for the boy so he could play a little hockey. There's little ponds there, so good for him.
Thank you for the call, and of course now we're likely going to get the message from the Saskatoon Fire Department later today that the ponds are not safe, but I totally understand what you're saying and get the idea. And yeah, that's Canadian winter right there. 306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727 this morning on boots and salutes. Anything that is on your mind, of course, the prime minister singular will be meeting the premiers plural later on today. Some of the premiers have already said that if we don't get the agenda or we don't start talking about what I want to talk about, I'm going to leave. I get that it's a statement, but do you think premiers should be walking out of a meeting with the prime minister? I don't care who the prime minister is. I'm just saying it's a meeting. At least be there to represent the people that you're paid to represent. Your thoughts. Good morning, Boots. Hi, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
You're 100% right there, Dave. They should not walk out. Be a man. We're paying for them.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the Raiders. They're still the best team in the country. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. And, of course, the best team in the country will be in Saskatoon on Sunday afternoon as the Blades have got a busy weekend tonight and Sunday. The Rush are on the field on Saturday, so Saskatel Center is going to be a very busy place this weekend. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, good morning. Just wanted to follow up on your comments about the meeting in Montreal today, I believe. No, I agree that we got to start working together, and I'm a little bit disappointed by our own premier ranting and raving on the radio this morning and threatening to walk out of a meeting, and it just I just keep thinking of the reason why when Mr. Harper was prime minister, he never had first minister's meetings for years and years. If they're not going to be constructive, why bother?
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute Dave Thomas, number 7. This is from number 12 over here at Osqua. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the Buffalo Sabres, who've been on my team for all my life. Now they're competing the first place. Thank you.
There you go. Absolutely. And as a Buffalo Sabres fan, I can see why you're cheering today. 7:57, few moments still to go on Boots and Salutes. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd actually like to salute our premier for saying that he isn't going to be lectured by Catherine McKenna or any of the other ones. They come there to talk on what the problems are in the provinces, not what Ottawa tells them to do. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Speaking of what the province did yesterday, of course, they went ahead and passed legislation making Uber and Lyft and all the other those ride-sharing companies. They approved them yesterday. So now municipalities are going to have to scramble a little bit if they want to get things rolled out in time for the holiday season. I know that the city of Saskatoon has done some work to make sure that Uber and Lyft and, like I say, everybody else is ready to go. Did the law go far enough in mandating the type of experience and or training the drivers need to do? I don't know whether or not it did. I know that, you know, some of the competition says, no, that's not good, that's not enough. And again, what would you expect them to say? But it looks like very soon you'll be able to use an app to go ahead and get a safe ride home. And when it comes to getting a safe ride home, you can do that with your vehicle. Don't forget, Operation Red Nose continues this weekend. Of course, brought to you by the Saskatoon Millennium Lions. They're going ahead and donating a ton of money to a ton of different causes around the city. And most importantly, keeping the roads safe and getting your vehicle home with you. If you'd like to find out more, Tom and the rest of the crew will be out tonight and tomorrow night. The number is 639-480-6673. Again, there's a mobile app that you can put on your phone. You can just store it in your phone. You can write it on a piece of paper, whatever the case may be. End of the day, keep your vehicle safe and yourself safe this holiday season as we go ahead and keep impaired driving off the road. 639-480-6673. So a big salute to all the volunteers for the Millennium Lions, of course, and Operation Red Nose, which, of course, will be activated again tonight in Saskatoon. And, of course, they do branch out now to Martinsville and Warman. So there you go. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Friday morning. We continue the conversation on Monday at 10 to 8. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're heading to Hollywood with James St. James, and you won't believe what he wants to talk about. Also, we've got to get the Lambert Lawn and Garden snowcast taken care of. Let you know the number that could win you a brand new snowblower. Plus, a very interesting survey of Canadians has been released. We talked about it on our Facebook page this morning. You won't believe the results. We'll tell you coming up after 8 right here on CJWW, Saskatchewan's most listened to radio station.